So let's look at level one here. So the foundation stance, the foundation posture in Ancient Qigong is Wu Qi. It means universal infinite stance. Your basic stance with your knees slightly bent, your hips tucked under, the base of your spine nice and flat, your spine lengthened, your chin tucked in, and your skull floating up, perfectly positioned above your spine as if there's a golden thread attached to the crown of your skull, floating up, up, and away, lengthening your spine, chin tucked in, golden inner smile. Your hands are relaxed, your arms are relaxed, your palms are resting somewhere on your thighs. It's a very relaxed posture, as if you're sitting on a bar stool, and you could quite easily rest in this posture for 1,000 years. It's called Wu Qi, and it means universal infinite stance. Your focus is on one single tiny point of light, the epicenter of your being, as deep as you can go inside of yourself. You reach this depth by imagining that you are a mountain. So there you are, standing in Wu Qi, imagining yourself as a mountain. You're a gigantic mountain, rock solid. You imagine the layers of rock in the mountain. And you go as deep as you can into the center, the epicenter of the mountain, and you bring your focal point to the tiniest point you can imagine, infinitesimally small, within the center of that mountain, in the depth of the heart of that mountain, the core of that mountain. You find that point, and then you drop directly down from that point, down and down and down, deeper and deeper and deeper into the center of the earth. And this is Wu Qi. You go through the center of the earth, which is a portal, a singularity point, into universal infinite consciousness. And that's where you enter the ancestral matrix, the soul matrix of your ancestors. Remember, we're dealing with the root chakra here, which is our ancestral connection. So we literally connect with the ancestors through the deep, deep entry portal. Through the mountain, the center of the mountain, first of all becoming the mountain, being the mountain, going to the center point in the mountain, the epicenter, and then dropping down deeper and deeper and deeper into and through the absolute center of the earth, into this infinite point, this exit portal into infinity. And that's where we meet. Where we blend with, we merge with the ancestral constellation, which is a constellation of stars, literally a galaxy of stars spiraling out from that point. And every one of those stars is one of your ancestor souls. And it's here in this strata, in the ancestral matrix, that we can gather so much power simply by peacemaking, by making peace in the ancestral realm, using the power of forgiveness through prayer and the application of Ho'oponopono, the transmission of love and blessings. We can literally restore a natural underlying harmonic in the ancestral matrix. Literally, we can restore an underlying natural harmonic that already exists deep in the ancestral matrix. That means within every single soul, within you, within I, within all our ancestor souls, there exists the power of love, the presence of God, the full power of nature, the full potential of human possibility, the spiritual power, the spiritual integrity. That is an infinite power. However, because the ancestors for generations and generations and generations have been ignoring this divinity and been carrying on like egomaniacs, killing each other, fighting, chopping and conquering, there's a tremendous amount of distortion in the ancestral matrix. And therefore, the spiritual flow, the flow of life, is not flowing through into our world, into our physical bodies, through our personalities, into this realm of existence in a harmonious way. If there are distortions in the ancestral matrix, there are distortions in the physical material world. And this is the root of the problems that we face, because we've inherited these dysfunctional patterns. We've been born with them. They're in our blood, they're in our psyches, they're in our genes. And so we can literally move through this center. We have access to it if we know where to go and how to get in there. Angel Qigong is the perfect way to do this. So we just drop deep into this core base center, and we cleanse and clear the ancestral matrix through prayer, through blessing, through forgiveness, through ho'oponopono, through love and gratitude. So we say things like, I love you. Thank you for loving me. I love you. Thank you for loving me. I forgive you. Thank you for forgiving me. Let's forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves. So we can love each other and love ourselves forever and ever and ever in the name of love. Hallelujah, 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 in the name of love, hallelujah. You can make up your own words, but this is the general theme. So just close your eyes now. Let's just practice this. It doesn't matter whether you're sitting or standing or lying. Angel Qigong, we always do standing. This is an orientation. So let's just do the practice, whatever posture you're in. Just enjoy it and you'll feel the power of this. So imagine yourself as a mountain. Drop down into the center of the mountain. Go deep, deep, deep into the core of the mountain through the rock. Find the epicenter of your being. Tiny little point of light within the center of that mountain, deep, deep, deep down inside, and then drop from there, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Just keep going down and down and down with your awareness to the Earth's core, and go through that core. That's a portal into infinity, and there is a constellation of stars, a whole galaxy of stars, and these are your ancestors all shining there. And just bless and love everyone. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Thank you for loving me. And see how they twinkle brighter when you do that. Make it real. It doesn't matter. Your imagination might be more of a feeling, kinesthetic imagination, rather than a visual one. It doesn't matter if you don't see clear, crystal clear television pictures. Know it's real and happening. Faith. Burning faith. In Sanskrit, they call it Nisjay. It's the warrior's number one, after courage, it's number one. Burning faith, Nisjay. Dropping in, blazing everything. I love you, thank you for loving me. I forgive you, thank you for forgiving me. Let's forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves. Love each other and love ourselves. Let the fathers forgive the mothers forgive the fathers. Let the brothers forgive the brothers, The sisters forgive the brothers forgive the sisters. Let the children forgive the parents forgive the children. Let's all forgive each other and forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves, so we can love each other and love ourselves forever and ever in the name of love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love. I love you. Thank you for loving me. I love you. Thank you for loving me. I love you. Thank you for loving me. Call on the higher power, whatever it is. Almighty God, help us to forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Love each other and love ourselves so we can be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves forever and ever. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Divine Mother, help us to forgive each other and forgive ourselves. Help us to love each other and love ourselves. Help us to be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves forever and ever. Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Sweet Shekinah, the Holy Spirit, please help us to forgive each other and forgive ourselves so we can truly love each other and love ourselves, so we can be at peace with each other and be at peace with ourselves forever and ever. Thank you, Shekinah. Thank you, 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 thank you. Call on Jesus, Mother Mary, anyone you want. Call on your guardian angels. Anyone you want. Whatever works for you, bring it in. Bring the higher power into that realm. Let's clear it forever and ever in the name of love. Clearing all discordance throughout all space and time. Now that galaxy of stars that's shining brighter and brighter and brighter is part of your cosmology, okay? You have an internal cosmology, just like these stars all around us in the external universe and the cosmos, billions of universes in this cosmos, billions of galaxies in this single universe, and billions of stars in this galaxy. More stars than grains of sand on all the beaches in all the world combined. So too, inside of yourself is a cosmology. Your ancestral matrix, the ancestor souls, are part of that cosmology. And the rest of it is all the souls that have ever lived and will ever live. So we can radiate blessings through there. Love and blessings, love and blessings, love and blessings. And we need to be doing this and the whole of the Angel Qigong practice with the sweetest feelings of love. Sweet, sweet feelings. This is our power, this is our strength. The bleeding heart of the gentle warrior. The bleeding heart of the spiritual warrior. Our hearts bleed. This gives us tenderness, and our tenderness is our strength. Our tenderness is our beauty. The beauty of that tenderness is the way, it's actually the organ that we plug into real life with. We can't plug in with our heads, with our ideas, with our concepts, with our beliefs, with our ideologies, with our philosophies, with our mind, with our mental constructs. None of it fits into the juice portal. Only pure feelings of love do it. Tenderness, the heart interface. So we need to be doing all, every facet of this practice with the sweetest, tenderest feelings of love and beauty. Now, the fastest way to increase this, anytime during your practice, if you feel it's getting a little mental or a little dry, then you need to drop into Ho'oponopono. This is an ancient Hawaiian method of peacemaking within the family unit and the ancestral unit, where you simply feel the feelings, saying the words, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. By saying I'm sorry, please forgive me, you become more humble, you become sweeter, you become more malleable, That humility allows you to move out of your ego position, your ego positionality, your ego construct. And it allows the energy flow that you are, the consciousness that you are, the liquid love that you are to flow. So when you're in that ancestral realm, when you're working with this base connection to the ancestral matrix where you're taking the power, if it doesn't feel juicy and lovely, then just drop in. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can focus on, I love you, thank 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 you. Gratitude and love, gratitude and love, gratitude and love is the feelings that you want. The words just create the container for the potential of the feeling. And so if I'm already in the feeling, I don't even need the words. I can just do it with my intention. And as I drop into these deeper levels of being, become more relaxed in my brainwave states, these higher levels of consciousness, these higher vibrational states, these deeper levels of being, my mind works very, very swiftly. Very swiftly. And so I don't necessarily need the words, because the intention is delivered immediately and instantaneously. Instantaneous. You see? So the sweet feelings, blessing everyone, loving it all better, forgiving everyone, forgiving everything, gratitude, 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 are sweetened by, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.